Daf Amud Aleph is what we're up to today. We left off on the three lines from the bottom of the Daf, Yud Tes Amud Beis. So we had mentioned at the end of yesterday that you only get Malkus for eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim if that food once went into Yerushalayim. If the food was never in Yerushalayim, you're not going to get Malkus for eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Says Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kohen shall also be yado te'eno shall tevel. Let's say a Kohen has a fig that's tevel. What's tevel? No trumas ma'aser is ever taken from it. So he's got this fig. Are you allowed to eat tevel? No, you're not allowed to eat tevel. So what does he do? Amar, he says, te'enazu, this fig that I have here, truma bu'uktsa, the part that's closer to the stem, that part will be truma. Now, if he's a Kohen, is he allowed to eat that part?
No.
Yes. He's a Kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. Ma'aserishon bitzvona, the ma'aserishon should be on the northern part of this fig. Now, ma'aserishon you have to give to a Levi, but anyone is allowed to eat it. The Levi owns it, but the Levi's allowed to share it with whoever he wants. So Kohen's not going to get Malkus for eating Maaser Rishon either. U'Maaser Sheni Ledroma. And he says, and the Maaser Sheni part of this fig should be on the southern part of this fig. So he's got this one little fruit, and he's like subdivided it mentally in a way where this part's going to be Truma, this part's going to be Maaser Rishon, this part's going to be Maaser Sheni. Vihishnas Maaser Sheni, and it's a year that you have to actually take Maaser Sheni, because remember, in the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you don't do Maaser Sheni. Instead of Maaser Sheni, you do, anyone know?
Maaser Ani.
Good, Maaser Ani. Vahu Birushalayim, and he happens to be in Jerusalem at the time. Oh, Maaser Ani, Vahu Begvulin, or it's a Maaser Ani year and he's not in Yerushalayim. Either way, Achla, he then eats the whole fig. How many Averos did he do? Says the Gemara, yeah. Loka achas. He only gets one malchus. Why? Because it's still really tevel. He never took trumas and maisos. He just declared, this is where the truma will be, the Israel, the maisos. But since he never took trumas and maisos, it's still tevel. So he's chayiv one malchus. Vizar sha'achla, but a non-kohen who eats it, loka shtayim, is going to get two malchus. Why? One for eating tevel and one for eating truma. A czar is not allowed to eat truma, so he's going to get two malchios. She'ilu b'tchila achla ena loka ala achas. Had he eaten it before he declared this part truma, this part maaser, then he only would have gotten one malchus. But because he declared all that, so now he not only gets malchus for eating tevel, he also gets malchus for eating truma. So the czar gets two malchus. Time. So now that's what the Braisa says. Now says the Gemara. Taima di Isei Yerushalayim. The reason the guy only gets two malchios is because he's in Yerushalayim. The implication is habigvul in loka shalosh. If he was outside of Yerushalayim when he did this, he'd get three malchios. Why? What would be the third malchus? Good. He took Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim and ate it, so he'd get a third malchus for Maaser Sheni. Da avagav de lav ro. And what do you see from there? Da avagav de lav ro pnei choma. He didn't take it out of Yerushalayim. If he was never in Yerushalayim, it sounds like he'd get three malchus. Even though the fruit was never brought into Yerushalayim, what does this prove? That you get malchus for eating Maaser Sheni, even if you never brought it into Yerushalayim. You just ate it wherever you picked it, outside in Tel Aviv. You just decided to eat it. So this is Akasha. Why is this Akasha? Because the last thing we said yesterday was that if the fruit had never seen Yerushalayim, you don't get Malkus for eating it outside Yerushalayim. You only get Malkus if the fruit once was in Yerushalayim. But over here we say that if you're outside Yerushalayim and you never brought the fruit into Yerushalayim, you're outside Yerushalayim and you eat this fig, you would get Malkus. You get three Malkus, you get a Malkus for eating it outside Yerushalayim. Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'mayaskina. No, this case is not talking about where you just picked it in Tel Aviv and ate it there. It's kegon da'ilinu b'tevlayu. The case was you brought it to Yerushalayim while it was still Tevel. Then you brought it back out, and that's when you ate it. V'kasavar, and we're assuming, even though while it was in Yerushalayim it was just Tevel, it was not yet declared to be Maaser Sheni, we're assuming Matanos Shelo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Damyan. What does Matanos Shelo Hormu Kamisha Hormu Damyan mean? That was one of our concepts. Right, even though it's still Tevel, we view the Truma as if it's still there, the Maaser as if it's still there. So it is Maaser Sheni that was once in Yerushalayim. Period. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that the the parts that you did not separate, the truma, the ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, is really counted as if it's there already? V'atanya, we have a brisa that tells us otherwise. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that the same Rabbi Yossi told us, Lo nechluku beishamu beisilal al peru shalon nigmar malachtan, va'avru b'Yerushalayim, shi'ifta ma'aser sheni shalan v'yochal b'kal makom. That everyone agrees, Beishamu and Beisilal both agree, that if you have fruit that is not yet even chayiv in Shumas HaMaisros, what does it mean it's not even chayiv in Shumas HaMaisros? You never finished the work. You never smoothed out the piles and bundled it or whatever. You never even finished the work. It's not even chayiv in Shumas HaMaisros. And it passed through Yerushalayim, that fruit passed through Yerushalayim, you're still allowed to redeem it for money and eat it wherever you eat it. Because that's not called fruit that was in Yerushalayim and brought out. Because at the point that it was brought into Yerushalayim, it wasn't even ready for Shumas HaMaisros yet. Valma nechluku, you know where Beisil and Beishamai argue about? Al peros shenigmra melachtan. Fruits that, what's nigmra melachtan? Nigmra melachtan means you did finish all the work that you have to do, but you still didn't take Trumas and Maestros yet. That's what we call, what do we call that fruit? One word in Hebrew. Fruit that is ready for Trumas and Maestros, but you never took the Trumas and Maestros yet. Tevel. Va'avri b'Yerushalayim, you brought this tevel into Yerushalayim. Shebeishamei omrim yachzir ma'aser sheni shalem v'yochal b'Yerushalayim. Beishamei says you better bring that ma'aser sheni back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Ubeis Hillel omrim yifta v'yochal b'kal makom. Beis Hillel says, nah, you don't have to bother. Just exchange it for money and eat it wherever you are. So what do you see? V'yisal kadayitluk matana shalem. Who do we pass on? Beishamei or Beis Hillel in general? Beis Hillel. So what's Beis Hillel saying? If you have tevel that was in Yerushalayim and then came out of Yerushalayim, and now you take Ma'aser Sheni, Beis Hillel says, it's all right, you're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It was never in Yerushalayim as Ma'aser Sheni. So you see that the way Rabbi Yossi understands Beis Hillel is that we don't view Matano Shelo Hormu, Kimish or Mudamin. We don't view the gifts that have not been separated as if they are already separated. If you can assume Matanos Shelo Hormu is as if the Trumas have already been taken, well then this was in Yerushalayim, you should not be allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, question mark. So to summarize the Gemara's question is, how can we say that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Ma'aser Sheni that was never yet taken from the Tevel counts as if it's there already? We see Rabbi Yossi himself says that Beis Hillel holds accounts as if it's not there yet. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah explains, Mechitza le'echol da'oraisa. Mechitza liklot da'rabbanan. To bring Tevel into Yerushalayim, to bring Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, on a da'oraisa level, once you bring Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. The fact that once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to exchange it for money, that's only da'rabbanan. So again, if you bring Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That's an Isser D'oraisa. To bring Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to exchange it for money. That's only an Isser D'rabbanan. V'chigaz Rabbanan ki yisei be'enei. That Isser D'rabbanan only applies if it's real Ma'aser Sheni, not if it's Tevel. But the Isser D'oraisa is going to apply even if it's Tevel. So the Isser D'oraisa, once you brought it into Yerushalayim to eat it anywhere else, that's going to apply whether it's already Ma'aser Sheni or whether it's Tevel. B'tavle lo gazer Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would never make, the Yisra Rabbanan though is not going to apply to Tevel. I'll make this clear in a second when we say the main point. Ravina Amar, Ravina says something else. Ravina just adds that when we say that you get three Malkios when you eat this fig outside of Yerushalayim, kigon de nakat le bekanya. The case is where you're holding it on the stick. Remember yesterday we spoke about a case where a guy goes into Yerushalayim and he's holding a bag of fruits on a stick over his shoulder and the bag is still outside of Yerushalayim? Yep. That's the case that it's talking about where you're going to get, where it counts as if it was already in Yerushalayim. And we're saying that if you then go and eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you get a malchus for that. And that's the chiddush. And this answers Rav Papa's question from yesterday about what the story is if you're holding it on a stick. The story is you chayv malchus for it. It counts as if it already went into Yerushalayim. Main point number one. And after this it gets easy. Main point number one. It's a long one. So I'm going to say it once only because we don't have that much more time left to share. When Ma'aser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it becomes aser mida oraisa to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And the same applies to Tevel. So again, when Ma'aser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it becomes Asur Mida Oraisa to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And the same applies to Tevel. If Tevel is brought into Yerushalayim, it becomes Asur to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, to eat the Ma'aser Sheni portion of it outside of Yerushalayim. Not done yet, though. However, when Ma'aser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it's only Asur Mida Rabbanan to do what? Who remembers? To exchange it for money. Exactly. To exchange it for money. It's only Asur Mida Rabbanan to exchange it for money. And if it was Tevel, it's Mutter to exchange it for money. If it was Tevel, it's Mutter to exchange it for money. Okay, I'm not going to repeat it now. Let's finish up the Yomid and then we'll go over it again afterwards. Okay, that was the hard part. Now comes the easy part. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about four different averos that a person is not allowed to do, that you get malchus for. Hakorech karcha barosho. If a person pulls out his hair to make a bald spot as a sign of mourning. It used to be apparently a common thing that idolaters used to do. When someone would die, they'd yank out their hair. So if a person pulls out his hair as a sign of mourning. Vamakiv pa'as rosho. If a person, what's makiv pa'as rosho? Cuts off his payas. Vamashchis pa'as zikno. If a person shaves his face with a razor. That's the third issue. Vasorate srita achas alames, or a person cuts himself as a sign of mourning, chayiv. In all these cases, you chayiv malchus. Now, some details about those halachos. Sarat srita achas al chamisha mason. Let's say he gives himself one cut for five dead people. Like five people he knows dies and he cuts himself once. O chamisha sritos al mesa echad. Or he cuts himself five times for one mace. Chayiv al kalachas va'achas. He's chayiv for each and every one. He's chayiv five times in both of those cases. Al aroshtayim. Now, where are you not allowed? What are these peyos that you're not allowed to cut off? Where are these parts of your hair that you're not allowed to cut off? Says the Mishnah. Al aroshtayim. There are two parts of your head that you're not allowed to cut off the hair of the hair on your head. Achas mikan va'achas mikan. One on one side of your head, the other on the other side of your head. Right. That's what we call the peyos. Ala zakan, which parts of the face are you not allowed to shave with a razor? How many parts of the face are there that you're not allowed to shave with a razor? Shtayim mikan, two on one side of your face. There are two spots on one side of your face. Ushtayim mikan, and two spots on the other side of your face. The Gemara is going to try to identify exactly where you're not allowed to shave with a razor. We generally don't shave any part of our face with a razor because we're always afraid we're going to hit one of these parts. But there are really two on one side, two on the other side. Wait, that's only four. Va'achas milamata. And one beneath, one on the bottom part of your face, like the chin. Rav Lazar, or maybe the neck, maybe. Probably the chin, but okay. Rav Lazar Omer, Rav Lazar says, Im nitlu kulon ka'achas einu chayv alachas. Let's say you cut off all your payas at one time, or you shave your whole face with a razor all at once. You're only chayv once. Ve'einu chayv at sheitlenu batar. When you shave your face, it's not an isser to shave your face, it's only an isser to shave your face with a razor. Batar, with a razor. If you have some other way to get the hair off your face, like scissors, let's say, that would be fine. Reb Lazar Omer, afilu likto b'malaki to burhitni chayv. Reb Lazar says even a tweezer would be aser. You'd be chayv for pulling off the hair of your face with a tweezer. It's also some painful, probably, to shave every morning by yanking every hair out with a tweezer. But even that would be chayv. Main point number two. The Mishnah discusses four isurim. A, making a bald spot. B, cutting off your payas. C, shaving your face with a razor. And D, cutting your skin as a sign of mourning. Again, I'm sorry I said that quickly, but we're going to go on. Tan Rabban, we have a price. Lo yikrachu, you're not allowed to give yourself a bald spot. Yachal afilu kerach arba v'chamisha krichos lo yechayv elachas. You might have thought that if you give yourself four or five bald spots, you only chayv one malchus. Tam lomar karcha. That's why there's an extra word in the pasuk to teach me that you chayiv for each and every bald spot you give yourself. Berosha matam lomer. Why does it have to say on your head? Why? Where else would it be? V'fisha nemar, because the pasuk says lo sisko dedu v'lo tasimu karcha bein einechem lemeis. Because the Torah says don't cut yourself and don't put a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. So I might have thought that the only place you're not allowed to give yourself a bald spot is Bein Ha'inayim. Where's Bein Ha'inayim? It's not talking about a unibrow. It means Bein Ha'inayim. What else goes Bein Ha'inayim? It's fill in, exactly.
So minayin, so I might think that's the only spot you're chayev on. Minayin l'rabos kol rosh. How do I know that any part of your head that you give yourself a bald spot intentionally, you're going to be chayev? Tamalomar b'rosham l'rabos kol rosh. That's why it says b'rosham. Tell me anywhere on the head. Ve'eliyel b'kohanim shuri b'ben akas mitzvos yiseros. But I would still only know that this applies to kohanim who have lots of extra mitzvos. Yisrael minayin. How do I know that this applies even for Yisrael? Nemar kan karcha v'nemar la'alan karcha. That it says karcha over here and it says karcha somewhere else. Ma'ala alan chayev al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al rosh k'beinei na'im. Just like by a kohen, he's chayev for every bald spot he gives himself and he's chayev on every part of his head. Afkan chayev al kol karcha v'karcha v'chayev al rosh k'beinei na'im. So to Yisrael is chayev for every bald spot he gives himself and is chayev for any part of his head that he gives himself a bald spot. Umala halon alameis, and just like by Kohanim, he's only chayiv if he does this as a sign of mourning for the dead, afkan alameis, here too. Main point number three, the isser of a bald spot is on your entire head, even for a non-Kohen, and you chayiv separately for each spot. Have a great day, everybody.